Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? TD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building. Comedian Loose Cannon with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building. Comedian Loose Cannon with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy.
All the stuff that Mystical was saying back in the day, but yeah.
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 He'd be fast.
You speak Mystical? Oh.
Yeah.
And we got Shane. And we got our super producer in the back. Hey, you hear Mystical? Hey, I know everything about Mystical. Hey.
I may have.
Give it up. My super producer in the back, Shane Briscoe. Getting this show started, making sure we right on time, which we going to be. So,
like that, you can't be late though.
No, I can't, man. I can't even be late tomorrow's funeral. But yeah, man.
If you stand at a street corner, do all the cars go with that jacket on?
I might be able to get some money. Why you playing?
I'm playing.
Why you playing? I can get some money. Yeah. So last week we talked about love languages and and just some of the 5 love languages. Just to recap for some of you guys didn't tune in or watch the on demand episode, we talked about the 5 love languages. And number one we talked about was quality time. Physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of services, receiving of gifts. So we thought about it, and tonight's topic is love long distance wise. So in other words, long distance relationships. Do you love them? Do you hate them? How does it feel? Because earlier today we put out our question of the day. If your love language is quality time or physical touch, and you choose to be in a long distance relationship, how do you go about getting that need met?
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. That's
and I'm gonna start with Sam on this one.
I knew you was going to pass to me first. Hey, listen, Can I pass it back?
We're going to pass that thing. We're going to play volleyball until I spike it. Bam, like that. So we're going to go with you right now. So if your love language is physical touch
and you decide, we're going to find that out in a little bit.
So if you decide that physical touch is your love language,
right,
and you decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to go through with this long distance relationship.
Okay.
How do you get your needs met?
I fly out there.
How often?
As often as I need to.
And often.
That would have to, if I'm going to sit here and make a long distance relationship work with someone, with that being my top love language, like, we both have to be in a predicament where it is still possible for us to fly, whether I got swim, however it is that, you know, like I would have to get my needs met on a consistent basis. That's something we would have to come to terms with beforehand, or it's just never going to work.
Mm. And it depends on how much distance you're talking.
Yeah.
And that's part of the other thing that we're gonna jump into. But I want to hear what Cannon got to say in regards to this.
Truth be told, if physical touch is your love language,
it's
then
your love language.
Yours.
Yes.
Your love language.
I try to be general, but I'll be honest. Physical touch is, you know, a love language for me. Yeah, you know, so you're gonna suffer some. You know, quality time with technology and things, you can get creative and you can, you know, make up for. You know, you got video call and stuff like that. You know, a person I was seeing, she went out of the country for 3 weeks. So we video call. You know, she had breakfast, I had breakfast, we had breakfast together via video call. You can do things like that. So.
Did you touch her?
Touch the screen? Listen,
the touch thing, you have to get on the plane for now.
which we're going to dive into later. And Ms. Morgan.
Yes.
So we're gonna get into that a little bit later. So how do you get your needs met if your physical touch is your love language and you decide, hey, you know what? I'm finna go through with this love language and get in this long distance relationship.
I think before I make that decision, I think the distance is gonna be a factor. I think that how far away that person is comes before me worrying about a love language. Cause how can I make a decision on if you so far away where it's gonna be like 4 to 5 hour flight, mm-hmm. I cannot drive to you, then no. There's no need of us even going, you know, ain't no need of wasting each other's time because that's not a quick fix. I can't get to you as quick. You know what I'm saying? But if you're an hour away, shit, yeah.
Wow. So what about like getting like massage? Like he decides to, hey, you know what? I'm going to pay for your massage since you like physical touch. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and get you.
Then that's thoughtful. I mean, I think that's a creative, thoughtful way because, you know, it's saying I know I'm not there to be the one to physically touch you, but
I'm going to
get the massage and you can use your imagination. You can be creative, I guess, with it if that's your thing.
But as a woman, does that count? Because it's still not his touch.
It's not his touch, but if I'm longing for his touch that bad, then I'm going to make a trip. That's why I said the distance makes a difference. If he's not that far away, then why waste money on a masseuse when I can take that money and catch a flight? If I'm that desperate, I'm going to get on Spirit for $30 and I'm coming to see you.
Yeah. Bam.
You know what I'm saying? Let him open up the door and drop me on out of there. You know? Shit. And I'm in there.
Just like that.
That's gas money for me to drive to you if you only a few hours away.
Yeah, this is true.
To get the touch that I want.
I feel like there's a difference between long distance and mid-range. Mid-range you can drive to.
Yeah.
You know, like we're in the Orlando area. If you're seeing somebody in Miami, that's mid-range.
Yeah.
So. Well, yeah, driving. I mean,
now you got different categories.
You got different categories. If you stay on the east side, over by UCF,
you out of town for me.
And you trying to drive over to the West Coast Mall.
That's long distance.
What? That's a minute.
Bruh.
From East Orlando to West Orlando.
Have you ever drove Colonial Drive from Alafaya?
All the way down to the Davenport, bro. If you down to the UCF, it's over with. You're too far.
Hey.
So
that's too far to be this close.
Let's real quick, just you know, because you know I'm on here to start trouble. Just real quick, okay?
All right, we know.
All right, let's go back to many episodes ago. All right, how far does a man or a woman have to drive or travel before the action is automatic?
But we talking about a relationship. That means action.
You're already in
now. It's okay. Done. Yeah, you're talking about a relationship.
Yeah.
So yeah, of course, you know.
So does being in a long distance relationship help, or does it hurt the relationship?
I think it's pros and cons.
I agree.
Yeah. So
let's talk about those pros and cons.
From experience, one of the benefits to a long distance relationship is, you know, you communicate a lot more,
mm-hmm.
and that's how y'all stay in contact.
If you have a good relationship.
This is true. And good chemistry. You know, if you're in a long distance relationship with somebody, you'll find out quick if y'all got good chemistry or not.
But is that enough?
Depends on the individuals.
Mm. So communication is good enough for you, and that's it.
Now, at some point, you know, I always say,
not just for myself,
but one thing I know about these women, you ain't finna go too long without doing something to them because they play like they don't want it, but they want it.
Well,
they expected it. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't finna go too long without giving them action.
I'm
and call yourself in a relationship with him. You know, at some point you're gonna become a pen pal.
I need to.
All right.
Woo.
That's just all it is to it.
Sam.
Huh?
Well. Huh. So what's the pros and cons to being a long distance relationship?
Cons, damn near everything. Pros, I guess, telling yourself you have a relationship. No, I'm just kidding. Like Cannon said, like it cuts the BS out of the whole infatuation stage, in my opinion. Like, you'll see real quick the amount of chemistry. It tests your relationship to a particular level, like early on, if that's kind of how you guys start off. Or even if it transitions to that, it does test your relationship. And technically, if you can weather the storm, you know, your relationship gets stronger. But there are a lot of cons, especially just depending on love languages. That's important. If physical touch is one, I wouldn't advise a long distance relationship. Depends on how far distance is. There's so many factors.
Well, can't you just like touch yourself
if you need that physical touch?
That's not the
you
same.
You should be touching yourself regardless. If you land next to him or not, you should be doing that anyway.
Jesus.
Okay. All
right. So,
that's how you get stuff started. Right, duh. I ain't gonna tell him myself.
He about to tell on himself.
Hey, well, listen, I'm on here too. But listen, listen. Okay, if you doing that next to somebody, they might roll over on you. I'm just gonna say it PG-13
that's
like
the point.
That, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely a point. So, Mark, is there any pros and cons to the whole?
Yeah, there are a lot.
Well, give me one of your cons.
I'll tell you a con in a second.
A con would be, of course, yes, the sexual, or like if you're having a bad day, you can't come home and like and you know be up under that person. You know, like you have those lonely moments. But other than that, hey.
So don't they have one of them sex dolls or something that you blew up? And
no, I don't need no.
They
dolls.
Don't count.
I don't do no penetrating of myself. I'm not finna penetrate myself. No.
Oh, okay.
But that's another topic. That's
so. You decide to get into all these long distance relationships and I'm gonna make it work, I'm gonna do what it do, whatever. So at what point do you make that decision like, okay, hey, who's gonna make that move? Because we've been doing this for a minute and I'm gonna need something.
Well, I would say it depends on what the two individuals have going on. I had a conversation like this with somebody once and you know what we decided is I would have had to move to New Jersey. Because, ooh. You know, she's an only child. She's got elderly parents that are ill. She can't leave them.
Right.
I can leave home, but she couldn't leave.
Yeah.
So it just depends on, you know, the two individual circumstances.
So how long should it take before that conversation gets brought up?
Before the conversation gets brought up?
Yeah, well, like,
I mean, there's no general rule. Right, there's no rule of thumb. Like, hey, we've been dating a month, and,
now
we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and, you know, now we got to move in together. Like, there's no statute of limitations. It's more of a, you know, a feeling of when the time's right. You know, for some people, and it depends on how deep your relationship is. If y'all first starting dating, y'all can go longer amounts of time without seeing each other. It's going to be those stages where it's like, wow, like I really enjoy this person's company. I'm really missing this person. Mm-hmm. I need more. You know, that might happen 6 months down the line, a year down the line, or that might not happen ever. Right.
And y'all can just be perfectly okay with
hey. Some people are. What about the ones that locked up? They got wives and shit.
That's considered long distance, ain't it? Cause you got you
might as well be.
Life sentences, like you ain't never getting out.
You ain't, hey, unless you be like Martin, hey, going to the tower, boss, going to the tower. That's the only time you're gonna get your only time you're gonna get your cookies on.
Talking about done. You in jail forever.
So Cannon, can you be in a long distance relationship? Knowing that your physical touch is your love language?
I don't really recommend it, but it happens.
I'm talking about you.
That's what I'm telling you. that's what I'm telling you. It ain't a preferred thing, but it happens. You know, sometimes you might meet, especially in the profession that I'm in, you know, I might go out of town one day and there she go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, hey, listen, you know, I can't be without you kind of a deal.
And why not?
Not you get what I'm saying. You might see see somebody and you're attracted to them and it's like there's no way I'm never not gonna speak to you again.
Yeah.
Right.
But they live in another state somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes, you know, you might meet somebody that's mid-range or in your area, but they got a job. They might be a traveling nurse or something like that. And then they move out the area. Mm-hmm. But y'all was already in a relationship before she or he made that move. So it's not.
That's probably different.
It's the same thing, though. It's the same principle.
Is it?
It's the same principle. It's just a different start.
Yeah.
So you meet somebody on the boat, or you go out of town, go to Vegas somewhere, and
or you meet somebody in town and they move.
Well, that's different because you met them in town and not like, hey, you know what?
We together. It's still a long distance relationship. But
okay.
Yeah, but that should be more of a joint decision versus a single.
Hey, you should sit down. Hey, listen, I think you're ready to move out of town.
I will never get in between a woman and her bag, all right? If the money better somewhere else, if it's going to better your life to make that move, you got my blessing. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lie. That's up until you can't take it no more. See? You're like, listen, Pamela ain't working no more. I need you to come home.
Then you know what?
Some of y'all don't know who you get in between a woman and her bag.
I'm adult enough to be like, okay, well, unfortunately, you know, because I can't get between you and your well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm adult enough to say, okay, you're doing your thing. I don't want to get in the way of that. I got to let you go.
So why you can't just go with you?
It all just depends.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I mean, me, myself, I've been in one. And sometimes I see a dark screen that I can't even see nothing on. And so I just decide to, I just decide to be like, hey, you know what? I can't be in this no more. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So,
insider alert. Insider alert.
So, yeah. So I decided to.
You have to be here.
You have to be. I'm telling you, you got to be in the studio with us. You got to be on live with us so you can see all the stuff that go behind the scenes and see the glitches that occur so you can laugh with us.
I've been in a long distance relationship before. Mm-hmm. It started out good, you know, and this is how long I've been in a long distance relationship, how long ago it was. Okay. They didn't have video chat. They didn't have camera phones. And if you had a camera phone, you had to be special. So you had to deal with a pen pal. No, we had the flip, the 880. The Nokias back in the day, with the brick.
Okay.
So that's how long it's been. So, but anyway, it had to come down to communication, all the other stuff, whatever. But ultimately, like you said, Cannon, you met them in town.
Mm-hmm.
Circumstances happen. You go off to college, whatever. Hey, I know you're finna be around a whole bunch of dudes.
I know
you're finna be around a whole bunch of females. Is this really what you want to go through? You know,
that's
you
want so that's a
communication that happens though. It's like you make that communication like, hey, listen, I don't want to have to go through all of that while you're answering your phone and all this other BS, whatever. So hey,
but that come with the territory
when they not out of town.
But that's the conversation you have when you decide, hey, now you're forced into a long distance relationship because somebody had to move out of town.
Just don't worry. My rule is I cannot worry and stress myself about something I cannot do anything about. If you're not answering your phone, I cannot stress and worry about it because what I'm going to do? I can't get in my car and drive and find you. I don't know where you could be.
Yes, yeah. You can.
No, you think about how big that is. You come down here if you want to look for, you'll be driving for days. You don't know where I could possibly be. I don't know where you could possibly be.
Look at social media.
I'm not about to do that.
I feel that way. That's, you know, a part of me kind of feel like if you're in a long distance relationship, you kind of in an open relationship too.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want to admit it or not, you know. So
yeah, because I mean, what you know?
It depends on.
Because I always used to mess with women all the time. And if I met a woman, she's like, I got somebody, but it's long distance. I was like, so you mean to tell me you believe that I'm a man? And I know I wake up every morning, and my stuff be standing up. Okay, so I'm gonna bypass a million women just for you. I don't think it's happening, but then you know you grow up and things happen.
Wow.
So
yeah. Wow. So I mean, coming at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to our very own that's currently in a long-distance relationship, and we're going to get their feedback on what's been successful, what's the low point, and what's going to happen, who's going to make that transition, who's going to make that move. And also, I have my top 5 tips on making a long distance relationship work. So okay. Grab a glass of wine.
You've done that successfully?
Oh, absolutely. And then it actually decided she broke it all because, like, you know what she wanted to do. So couldn't get it to her every time she needed to. I wasn't finna spend that money on it. So anyway, get your glass of wine. We'll be back. Keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Black screen and all. Let's go.
Let me get off my live before we start this next.
You're listening to the TJ Chapman Show on the Culture Radio Network. From the deep dark secrets to the grown and sexy talk, which topic will turn you on to the TJ Chapman Show?
Hey family, this is TJ Chapman from the TJ Chapman Show. Do you or someone you know has an upcoming event and would like for the TJ Chapman Show to host it? Contact us at the TJChapmanShow@gmail.com and let us know what you need. And remember, to keep it locked, the best is yet to come. Let's go.
Hey guys, Big Rich here from the TJ Chapman Show. I want to take a moment to talk to you about some good old barbecue food. Orlando's finest, Barbecue Boys. You can get yourself some ribs, chicken, brisket, pulled pork, or take home a dinner plate with a choice of meat and two of those delicious sides. Mac and cheese, collard greens, baked beans, potato salad, french fries, or cornbread. Hey, and don't forget to take home a gallon of the best signature edition, pineapple lemonade, or dive into some dessert with red velvet cake or key lime cake. Hey, they're open Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're located at 6801 Forest City Road inside the Sickle Gas Station. That's at the corner of Forest City Road and Kennedy Boulevard. Give them a call, 407-202-8431. That's 407-202-8431. You let them know you heard it on the TJ Chapman Show, that Big Rich sent you, they're going to hook you up. Hey, it's Orlando's Finest, Barbecue Boys. It's your turn.
Hey family, this is TJ Chapman from the TJ Chapman Show. Do you or someone you know has an upcoming event and would like for the TJ Chapman Show to host it? Contact us at the TJChapmanShow@gmail.com and let us know what you need. And remember, to keep it locked, the best is yet to come. Let's go.
What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. Reminding you to tune in this and every Tuesday night live at 8 p.m. for an all-new episode of the TJ Chapman Show on the Culture Radio Network. And go download the Culture Radio app available on Android and iOS. And remember, to keep it live, the best is yet to come. Let's go.
Hey family, this is TJ Chapman from the TJ Chapman Show. Do you or someone you know has an upcoming event and would like for the TJ Chapman Show to host it? Contact us at the TJChapmanShow@gmail.com and let us know what you need. And remember, to keep it locked, the best is yet to come. Let's go.
You're listening to the TJ Chapman Show on the Culture Radio Network. From the deep dark secrets to the grown and sexy talk, which topic will turn you on to the TJ Chapman Show?
Welcome back to the show, man. I hope y'all got y'all glass ready because this bottom of the hour is about to get juicy. And when I mean juicy, we're about to find out how juicy is going to get. So before we get started, though, let's go ahead and remind the people that are just joining us. Like always, got comedian Luce Cannon in the building, Mr. Funny Man himself.
Mm-hmm.
And my partner crime on the red carpet, actress Samantha Nicole.
Hello, hello.
And so Sam, you just recently actually just did a great event this weekend. Tell us about that. The Eagle Awards.
Oh, I'm like, huh?
How was that Eagle Awards?
I've been sick all week. I'm sorry. I am recovering from the flu, y'all.
Get your ass away from me, goddammit.
Not contagious no more. I'm sorry. I've been recovering from the flu, so that was an event that I ended up doing, just trying to pull it all together, and then I went home and still passed out. The Eagle Awards was awesome. It was just a celebration of black excellence. Mm-hmm. The African American Chamber of Commerce of Central Florida, say that five times fast, they put it together pretty much every year, and they, you know, there's different nominees, different categories. I'm not contagious no more.
How do you know?
Oh, you'll find out soon enough.
Ooh. All right.
But, you know, I was blessed enough to work with Florida National News, and I got to pretty much ask all these different, there was just a plethora of different types of, you know, people, businesses. You had your non-for-profits, you had your big corporations, you had all these different representatives there, and just all in honor of black excellence here in Central Florida.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm glad you was able to get there, represent, and do what you do best.
Appreciate you.
Now, Ken, you got a couple of things coming up, and you got, you know, some type of GoFundMe to, you know, to fund your Netflix real quick. Just tell us real about that real quick.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. Yeah, so I've started a GoFundMe campaign where if you donate at least $15, you get your name in the ending credits of the stand-up special. And also, if you donate at least $20, you get a ticket to actually come to the live taping. You know, I want to go ahead this year and, you know, get on TV. So I want to finance it, shoot it myself, and put it out there so that, you know, people can, the rest of the world can know that, hey, I'm out here and I'm funny, you know.
So, right.
Yeah. Very easy to find. Just go on GoFundMe.com, hit the search icon, and type in comedian Loose Cannon, and it'll come up. So.
Why are you not crowdfunding?
It is crowdfunding.
No, not just GoFundMe. Like, you need a residual, like, crowdfunding where people subscribe to you monthly. Indiegogo. Like, there's so many other ones.
We'll
rub elbows later.
We're going to talk about that one. So, we got our very own Morgan Williams here. As you can see, she done put down everything.
I feel like I'm in a hot seat.
You about to be in this hot seat. Okay. So you are currently in a long distance relationship. Yay or nay?
Say what?
Wait, hold on. Didn't you just say you had to have some every day?
And this is where it comes. This is why I'm about to get juicy.
Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
you know,
Friday.
I know sometimes when she walk in the room and she can't get that D. It just looks like a black screen is just sitting there waiting for her. So What I'm gonna need to do is figure out how has that been working for you.
It's been working pretty good. So I do consider myself like I get, so I'm like, okay, I could probably do it, you know, have sex every day, but I know I'm not in a position where that can happen. So you go to the sex store and you get, now I personally don't like to penetrate myself, but I get what I need, they get me where I need to go, and then I make sure that my visits aren't that far, you know what I'm saying, my time in between the visits aren't that far apart, and then when we do visit, you get it in, you know what I'm saying, and for me, the dick is good, so why take a chance on some shit that might not be
some
good?
Some bad.
Right, some when bad. I know... I got A1. I'll just wait on that. You know what I'm saying? And you know.
So in the meantime, I just
do it.
You pacify yourself.
I pacify myself. Yeah, that's a sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? But that's just a personal choice for me because I don't want two or three niggas pounding on top of me anyway.
Two,
that's
three.
Just
me.
Two, three.
She
I'm
started
saying,
with five.
You got him, then you add another one. That's two right there. You might have went around the three. You know, you know what I'm saying? For men, like, for, you know, guys, y'all can do it, but when it's a woman, if you find out she fucking two niggas, that's about five in y'all mind.
Well, it depends on who you talk to, because we've had this conversation.
I'm just saying, most men gonna be like, oh, damn, you fucking all them niggas, like, what is your
I think hoe is a profession, not a woman.
So, all right.
Wait, how long distance is long distance?
So, we are a 6-hour drive, an hour flight.
Atlanta.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
So.
Well.
So, what happens when you get that urge to where, you know what, the cat needs to get scratched, like, right now.
Then I say, hey, I'm
red
going to.
Red eye flights.
Red eye flights.
I'm going to see you this weekend.
Red eye flights.
Tickets, that's why.
She said $30 earlier.
Which I drive because my anxiety is too bad. I don't like to fly unless I just have to.
But after the first hour, doesn't it go away?
What?
That yearning, that needing.
No.
So it's still going to stay for the whole full 6-7 hours.
Listen, I don't know what kind of pussy you know about.
Wow.
But Jesus. This one here is good to go. All 6 hours.
Well, I wasn't talking about me. I'm talking about you, because I ain't got no pussycat down here.
We good down to the 6 hours.
You good.
I'm good.
So it'll still be marinating for 6 hours.
I'm good, yeah. Because I know what I'm driving to. When you know what you're going, that's just like, you. It's a meal that you know is the bomb. You're not going to say, oh, I got to wait till I get off work. By the time I get off work, I don't want it no more. Not when you know it's finna be good. You still gonna be, as soon as you hit that clock, your mouth still gonna be hot and ready and wet, and you gonna want that food.
Your mouth gonna be hot, ready,
and
wet.
And you gonna still want your meal.
Okay.
Jesus, have mercy on the main line. Tell them what you want. She want that egg.
I will say this. I've come to learn that not from my personal experience, but conversation, that if you are in a long-distance relationship, one of the pros is it does kind of speed up things because you don't know. It may be, you know, a month before you see it, so you got to get it in right then and there, you know. And if you go there and you don't get it in, then that ain't really taken so well in many cases.
I mean, I don't want to just focus, just center around, like, the
situation. I'm saying in general, not you in particular.
But being in one, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, yeah, of course sex is important because that's one thing that people just need all the time. And then, you know, you be wondering, damn, you know, I ain't there. But I think for the most part, like, being in a long-distance relationship to me slows you down. Because I think when you are with a person and y'all are in the same, you tend to move a little faster because you feel like, oh, we've been, you know, you're here. So I think when you're in a, like, it's been like almost 3 years for me. And I'm not in a hurry to do anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in a hurry to put it out there. I'm not in a hurry to say, oh, hey, look, everybody, my boyfriend, my man. You know what I'm saying? I don't even talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in a hurry for anything. Even the move, who's going to move where? When the time is right, because I was married for 7.5 years, so I learned a lot. So I'm a little bit more patient.
So who in this
married for?
I'm 35. Yeah, I know. I'm older than what I look. Because most people be like,
I'm sitting here trying to do the math. Like, all right, so she must have, you know, been a mail order bride and got married at 14. You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so you talk about being able to make that transition, been there for 3 years. So once you guys have that conversation, who gonna make that move?
Just like Cannon said, it's based off of the lifestyle, like what you have going on. Mm-hmm. If it makes more sense for the person who probably is not in a specific career to move, then that's the person that makes the move. Like for me, I moved my whole family here, so it wouldn't make sense for me to move looking at my job. So, and honestly, we never really had the conversation. I'm the type of person where I just like some things to just happen on its own. So he may have said, you know what, I would move there. Okay, the decision is made. We don't have to have that conversation.
Wow. Man. So the question that everybody probably wants to know at this point here, since you got to have the D all the time.
This is for them girls that be long nutty. Okay.
So when you can't get to it, do you at least do video chat since you got an iPhone? Do y'all FaceTime each other?
No, we don't go that, like, it's not that serious.
Do you send them anything like, hey babe, I can't wait to see this?
Those be on occasion, but it's not because I'm wanting the D. That's just because, you know what, I'm in the middle of changing. Let me go and shoot this to him real quick. It ain't necessarily just, oh, damn, I want some dick so bad. Let me, like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I know that if he was here or I was there, then I would probably be trying to fuck every day.
So what advice would you give the people that are in long-distance relationship that's been successful for 3 years?
I mean,
advice would you give them?
First of all, if you're going to be in a long-distance relationship, you need to understand that it will woman or man your ass up real quick, because there are a lot of things that are not, they're not in your control, so you will learn patience. You will learn to be more understanding. You will learn to be, you know, you gotta think logical. You cannot think normal. This is, like he said, it's like being in an open relationship. Some shit you just not gonna be able to do anything about. If you don't hear from somebody all day, you know what I'm saying, you text and calling, you don't have no answer. At that point, you either gonna let your mind tell you, oh, that motherfucker doing X, Y, and Z, or you just gotta say, you know what, I have to address that when the time comes. So I just say communicate. And when I say communicate, even the bad shit, even the fucked up shit, you got to talk about it.
So has there been a point where your mind has been crossed to where, like, he must be doing something?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like partially you got to understand, it's like, I can't be there when you want to go to the movies all the time. It's very easy to slip up in a long distance relationship. It
is. And you have to understand that and accept the fact that not necessarily mean everybody's gonna fuck off and cheat. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta understand that
It's a high probability. And it kinda comes with the territory.
And it does come with the territory. So you just gotta, it's one of those things where you just gotta be ready for whatever, and long as you and that person got a strong bond, then y'all gotta understand that y'all can get through it. That's the only way it's gonna last.
I totally agree, because that what you just been talking about goes with some of my top 5 tips.
Okay.
When it comes to being able to make a long distance relationship works, because you kind of alluded on a lot of that already. And if you get your mind wandering all the time, then that's a recipe for disaster. And it's definitely not somebody for the week.
No.
Because they might gonna keep going this in and because what you gonna do? Because that's what happened to me. That's what happened to me when I was in a long distance relationship. It was more so of, oh, you going to UCF? Yeah, and well, it's a whole bunch of women on the campus, and you hanging out with such and such fraternity, and this, you going to these parties.
Cheating is a personal choice. You gonna fuck off whether you're here or not.
Yeah.
And so it got to a point where I never did anything, but it was the fact that, you know, oh, I'm at this party. Oh, I'm doing this at this party. And it started wandering in the mind, like, okay, well, I know what this group of fraternities like to do, and I know what happens in fraternities, and I know you just ain't sitting there looking. And
that's a woman that don't know her man.
And that's herself. And that's exactly what came down to it.
She should know, okay, even though I know TJ in that environment, I know my man, and I know his character. I know what he will and will not do.
And that's what it pretty much boiled down to. And she just happened to went to LSU after. Because matter of fact, I was a freshman. Mm-hmm. She was a senior back in high school. So she was still around the high school jit. So it was even like, you know, whatever. Y'all know who my dude is. Whatever. So she finally decides she got a basketball scholarship to go to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, she see all the basketball stars looking taller than me, because, you know, I ain't number 5'9", 10. You see these great big old giants. And
wait, you 5'9"? You made it there?
I made it there. I made it there the last 2 years, yeah. Yeah, I finally got there. And when I get on my good shoes, I might get to 5'10".
You get on his good shoes?
My good shoes. Everybody got some good shoes in their life. Yeah. So primarily what happened is that, you know, she started to see some of the eye candy.
Mm-hmm.
And made the decision, hey, you know what? I don't think this really gonna work, because, you know, you over there, I'm over here. You know, I got 4 years here. I don't know what's gonna happen. And, you know, you're there, and you already had a head start. And it's just one of them conversations to a point where, you know what? All right, cool. That was the scapegoat to get out of it, because
I met somebody
because now I can get that dude on the regular. And I'm sure you probably got somebody that you got on rotation because you hanging out with a certain fraternity or whatever.
Mm.
And not knowing, like,
that's why I said I hate that conversation, because it's never about the other person. It's always about the person that brought up the conversation. If I met somebody, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to say to you. That's my pitch.
Right. So, but that's college, though. That's expected.
Are real enough. You know, you a different type of real, Mark. Everybody ain't going to be able to handle that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a Leo, so.
So I'm going to give y'all my 5 top tips.
Okay.
Because it's to me, I felt that it worked up until old girl decided to go.
She met somebody.
But I'm going to start with my 5 top tips. Okay. And if you want to believe it, you can. Morgan, she done gave you all her tips on successful. So number 5, avoid excessive communication.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simple.
Yes.
Don't be blowing up my phone every hour, after hour, on the hour and all that. Listen, I don't need it. No, listen, stop.
Too much.
That's too much. Less is more. That's it. I don't want to hear all, no, listen, that's just going to drive you crazy. Because what happens if you get used to that routine and all of a sudden, oh, you must have messed with me because you stopped calling me like you used to. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So just avoid the whole excessive, you know, communication part. And make sure y'all do the whole good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. Good night. Just like a meal. Lunch. What was it? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. As long as you have those 3, you should be fine. Simple as that. Number 4. Set ground rules to be able to manage your expectations. Go into the relationship knowing, hey, this is what I'm going to get into. You got your expectations set. So if something happens, don't act surprised, bitch. Don't act surprised, because this shit gonna happen, because they already done told you what the deal was. You know, both parties need to be clear about what their expectations is from the get-go, so there ain't no surprises. Number 3, we talked about it. Talk nasty, talk dirty. Send text messages. Send the booty pics on the toilet or on the countertop, or even have damn phone sex. And video sex.
The phone sex. I've never been into that myself. You know?
No. You on your own with that one, buddy.
Yeah.
So you never had something like,
No.
I just don't see the point.
No.
You know, just.
That voice don't do nothing.
No, I need that pressure.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So, but I mean, we all know that sexual tension is kind of like the main ingredient.
Just get a plane ticket and go get it out the way.
But you can't do the whole plane ticket all the time.
Well, okay. You know, if you find the right app or the right website, you might be able to get it in them $50 or whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, keep some clothes over there so you don't have to have a bag, you know.
Yeah. But I say do the whole phone sex, video text or whatever,
yes,
just to keep things to pacify until you get there.
Definitely video chat, and that way you can see that person's image. That means a lot.
It does. Number two, just avoid dangerous and tempting situations. And that's just self-explanatory.
Any relationship.
Don't be going out to certain parties knowing that, you know, your boyfriend or girlfriend done gave you a hard on, you can't do nothing about it, and now you're going out to these parties where they're tempting, and you just put yourself in the environment. Don't be like, hey, y'all want to go back to my house and do a little Netflix and chill? Yeah, you my friend. Yeah, we work together, and you go sit down on the couch, and next thing you know, y'all looking like Marcus and Angela from Boomerang. And y'all mess around and start kissing and carrying on, whatever. Just avoid it altogether. Avoid situations that's going to make you have to make a decision right then and there. Because in the back of your mind, what she don't know, what he don't know, ain't going to hurt. And she over there, he over here, and vice versa. And so, boom, next thing you know, it done happened.
Mm-hmm.
So avoid it altogether.
Yeah.
And you're going to probably be fine, because a guilty mind is going to think, oh, she has a phone, she did it, because you just did it.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to put everything together. So, just avoid it all together. And my number one rule, my number one tip.
Drum roll.
Make scheduled visits. If we going to see each other once a month, twice a week, every other week, like you get a paycheck, make it happen. But if you do make it happen, make sure it's equal opportunity. I don't want to be the one that's always coming to see you.
I mean, but if...
Get your ass on the plane or whatever and come see me.
But with us, it was like that. Like, at first, it was like, okay, you come this month, I come this month. We were alternating, but when he got a specific job where he didn't have weekends off, I said, okay, well, I'll come to you more.
Hmm. So, what day is he at all?
Like a Wednesday and a Saturday.
Okay, I'm going to come see you at Wednesday and Saturday.
But that's unreasonable. Why would I make you come see me on a Wednesday and then you got to get back? Like, that makes no sense. If I can just come to you on the weekend and while you at work on Saturday, I go hang out and do whatever, and we still got all those days. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you got to do what makes sense.
Yes,
So sometimes the equal opportunity ain't always going to be
not
equal.
No, it's not going to always be equal.
It's about equal effort.
Yes, it's the effort.
So what about the funding part? Who should be funding that?
It doesn't matter.
No, but who should fund it, though? Like, if you got a guy that's always, okay, I'm coming to see you, and, oh, all right, well, I want to come see you now. Does he have to pay for you to come see him?
No, I'm going to go. No, I don't expect for him to pay for me to do shit, because it's my decision. You know what I'm saying? When you're in a long-distance relationship, you make the decision to make those trips. You already know what you're getting yourself into. So if I'm not going to say, oh, every time I come see you, you got to pay for me to come. No, because once I'm there, I don't have to pay for anything. Why would I make you pay for me to come there?
Right.
But I have a different situation, so I can say that.
Mm.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about that one, because at the end of the day, you got to figure out, okay, all right, so when you're there, whoever decides to make that change, are all cell phones off?
No.
Are all everything
off? You cannot get into these situations and try to change things up. You operate like normal. You keep everything as normal as possible, because once you start doing that, men don't operate well under them circumstances. You got to keep it normal.
And that's just basically how it goes down. You know how we got some people that always say, you know, hey, you know, I don't, you know, no distractions, you all minds for the weekend, don't do anything, don't do none of that, turn your cell phone off, put it on the thing, whatever. She just said it. Keep the shit on.
That ain't a relationship, that's a prison.
No, I
mean, if y'all taking a romantic getaway or something, there's nothing wrong with technically turning off technology for a little while.
That's true, because I've been on a cruise with somebody, and every time I look over, she in the phone, and I'm like, oh, you know, you want to put that down, you know? You know, because
Elena just not that into you then, maybe.
Well, she had a business, so I understood. Well, then, yeah. I understood, so but I'm like still, you know.
There went your quality
time. Can the business
going
to hold some time, though? Or no?
Yeah.
Can it? No.
Yeah. It's going to hold.
Yeah. Anyway, so, man, listen here. It's been a very interesting. People in long-distance relationships, if you decide to do it, make sure it works for you. Don't try to pacify the other person just to fulfill their needs. You got needs, too. Mm-hmm. And if you know deep down inside, this shit ain't going to motherfucking work. Simple as that. But if you want it to work for 3 years plus, take the advice of Morgan Williams.
Listen, don't take my advice. I'm a whole new breed.
She's a different breed, but it worked for her. Sometimes you might want to try some of those things out.
I don't react off emotion, so.
And that's the thing about it. You got long-distance relationship, like you said, ain't for the weak.
You can't make emotional decisions if you're going to be in a long-distance relationship. No.
It's not.
You can't.
So before we wrap up, I'm going to go around the horn.
Wrap it up?
I'm going to go around the horn.
Okay.
Sam.
Yes?
Long-distance relationship. Yay or nay? For you.
Depends on the circumstances. I mean, given my profession, at some point, I'm sure it's going to happen.
And so what do you do at that point? If you have to move out to L.A. because now somebody wants you out on their set, and we're going to make you just stay out here permanently. And you got back at home saying, hey, what's going to happen?
We make it work.
Make it work.
We communicate. We do all the things, you know, that y'all said.
She giving these Sky Braxton answers over here.
What?
I mean, the vanilla answers.
Love you, cuz.
Wow.
See what you done started?
Nah, it's true though. I mean, like, you have to keep it spicy. You have to communicate. Still got to see each other. And I mean, if I'm out in LA, that probably means that I could sit here and fly home every weekend. Like,
oh, you can fly him in like a boss lady. Like you the boss lady.
Come get him. And so, Candy, you good with long distance relationship? Depending on circumstances.
Yeah, depending on the circumstances, man, and just depend on how really interested I am in the person. You know, I'm not just gonna be out here getting it because it, and then also I gotta be getting something meaningful out of it because you're adding extra resources into the equation. It's not cheap to have a long distance relationship. You're talking about planes. You know, listen.
Gas money.
And then time on the road and stuff like that. And, you know, as some of y'all know, I'm not really good at long distance driving. You know, if I got to drive more than 90 minutes, I'm about ready to, you know, stab somebody.
Right
so.
Now. Definitely right now.
You know.
And so for me, a long distance relationship can work if both parties are in sync with each other.
Absolutely.
I done gave y'all my five tips. And I'm willing to work at it. And hopefully at that point, you know, I've demonstrated enough for her to, hey, you know what? This is going to work. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, hey, let's go ahead and make that transition. So that's just how I feel about it. It'll work. I've already been in one. And I still think it'll work. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. So
you said transition. It wouldn't start off that way?
No, it'll start that way, and we gotta transition to a point where, hey, listen, this is where we at. We had to stand still, and we gotta make some changes, some decision making, and depending on the circumstance of whose career is, whatever, and in my case, it's best to be with someone that's in your industry, because they understand it, they know the hard work, the dedication that's taken for it. You can't get a common person. I done seen many of situations where you got somebody that's in the industry and just a common person, it ain't gonna work because they just don't understand. I ain't gonna say no names out there, some of the professions out there.
Wait, did you just say your industry and a common person? Like a common folk.
Common folk.
I know.
You can start as two common folk and get into a certain industry, you know. I had somebody tell me the moment I become famous, she gonna dump me. So
I've had that. But you know, hey, it is what it is. So next week, man, make sure y'all tune in, man. We got a good one because if y'all haven't noticed, we've actually transitioned into certain segments because now next week we're going to talk about online dating and why is it easier for people to shoot their shot online versus being in person.
That's why y'all be on Catfish.
And that's what be happening. And so also we're going to have joining us in the studio next week. We're also going to have Akilah depending on how what side of the tracks you stay on. Collier, she's going to be on the show. She's an entrepreneur for Shea Butters products. And we're also going to have my main man, Alex, he also known as Nemo, author of one of his famous books he's going to tell us about. So make sure you guys tune in next week. Let's be great. Let's conquer together and keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Yeah.
Let's go.